Time now for a snapshot 2016, a series of audio portraits of folks that we've been meeting on the campaign trail, people swept up into the excitement when a candidate comes to town. NPR's Uzma Khalid has our latest installment.
Sometimes those people don't get swept up. A couple months ago, Hillary Clinton was in Charleston, South Carolina, giving a big speech to the local NAACP. And so I went down there, too, and I met Anton Gunn.
There are a lot of people like me who are very sour at how Barack Obama was treated as president.
And so they're apathetic about 2016. It wasn't always that way for Anton Gunn. Back in 2007, he was very passionate. Gunn was a little-known community organizer who ended up joining the Obama White House. What he wanted me to know was how his political story began.
My first political awakening was in 1988. It's when I bought the album It Takes a Nations of Millions to Hold Us Back by Public Enemy.
Too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these honey drippers are still front on us.
Chuck D was my first role model outside of my family.
Bass, how low can you go?
His music spoke about the issues that were impacting the black community, and it spoke to me about how we solve those issues in the small P politics, not the big P politics, but the small P.
Never batted and bad, cause a brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator.
It was in 1988 that I participated in my first anti-apartheid rally because of the hip-hop artist's opposition to apartheid.
Freedom is a road seldom traveled by the multitude.
So hip-hop is my first political memory. Hip-hop is what got me involved and engaged, and I got my social conscience and my political awareness from hip-hop. Chuck D said in his one interview about his record deal with Def Jam, is your goal to go platinum? He said, no, our goal is not to go platinum, but it's to create 5,000 new black leaders working in the community. And when I heard that, that's when I made the decision that I was always going to be involved in something. And I didn't know that it was going to end up being involved in presidential politics and working for Barack Obama, but I knew I was going to be a community leader to make a difference in some way, shape, or form. And that's what I miss about the music, and that's what I miss about the cultural framework of hip-hop. It is commercialized like politics has become commercialized today, but nonetheless, I know the passions that drove me into it, and still inspired by that.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers.
Anton Gunn no longer works in national politics. These days, he's working at the local level, dealing with diversity issues at a hospital in Charleston. This election, Gunn says, he's not looking to a candidate. He's looking to a movement. He says Black Lives Matter is pricking the consciousness of people not in the culture, people like Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Martin O'Malley, and making them talk about issues of criminal justice and police violence, making them talk about issues that have not normally been a part of election year politics. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.